Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied,
"Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again."
"How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered,
"Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
"How can this be?" Nicodemus asked.
"You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him."
Thanks for that reading, and let me add my welcome to Frank's. It's great to be with you this morning. A few of us here in the building, many more online. Thank you for welcoming us into your homes. My name's John, I'm part of the team here. And we're thinking this morning about a fresh start. And I wonder if this question has ever crossed your mind. When all this pandemic stuff is over, what are you looking forward to? Is it hanging out with friends? Or giving someone special a great big hug? Perhaps playing team sports or going out somewhere? Leaving the kids with the grandparents and getting away? We're looking forward, aren't we, to something of a fresh start when this is all over. It almost feels like a second chance at life, to do things differently, to appreciate what we once took for granted, to prioritise things differently. Now, all this has been forced on us by the pandemic. That's the kind of fresh start that we are looking forward to. Sometimes, though, we need a fresh start from our own mess. We've done something dreadfully wrong, an error of judgment, a failure of some kind. We've broken a relationship, we've hurt someone dear to us, and we need a fresh start, a second chance. Where can we get that fresh start from? Now, sometimes we can even feel this way with God, can't we? We can think something like this. Perhaps you can see that on the screen. I need to get my life in order so that God will welcome me. I need to get myself a fresh start and then God will be all right with me. Or how about, have you thought something like this perhaps? I've done too much bad for God to be interested in me. Now others of us may come at it from a slightly different angle. I've tried to be good, we might say, but I still don't feel that sense of connection with God. Or perhaps we think a bit like this, religion, it's just heaping up demands, but it never seems to make a difference. But all those together carry that deep sense of needing a fresh start, whether from our own mess or from our own religious strivings. Where can we get this kind of fresh start from? Others of us might be a bit like Nicodemus in today's Bible reading. Happy enough in life and religion, respected, life is okay. Now Nicodemus recognises that Jesus is a great man from God, and perhaps that's something we can resonate with. He says, "Rabbi, we know you're a teacher who's come from God, for no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him." He recognises that there's something attractive, something amazing about Jesus. That he's a teacher of good things. He's a man with a good life. He seems to bring God's presence with him. Not so clear that Nicodemus needs a fresh start. But Jesus makes a very surprising reply. It's in verse 3 in the reading today. This is what Jesus says. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again." And this is the first thing I want us to see from the Bible passage this morning, is that everyone needs a fresh start. In fact, it's not just something that I want you to see, it's something that Jesus wants us all to see. Now, I'll say a bit more on being born again in a moment, but it's basically Jesus' way of saying that we need a completely fresh start to begin again. And he says that no one gets to see God's kingdom without this fresh start. No one gets to be part of it. Now, some of us may be thinking, yes, I need a clean slate. I need to start over. A fresh start, that's just what's needed. Others of us may be a bit more like Nicodemus. We're thinking, hang on a sec, I thought I was okay. I thought people thought fairly well of me. But what Jesus has said here to Nicodemus is that everyone needs a fresh start. Even religious leaders like Nicodemus. Now, he was very good. He was good at being good. He knew all the laws. He was respected. But even he needed a fresh start. Everyone does. Jesus says no one can see God's kingdom without it. Back in the autumn, we were getting into the habit, weren't we, of when we entered a new place, going through the habit of sanitizing our hands or washing our hands, or when we got back home again, washing our hands, changing our clothes. As we got used to coming into church, we'd walk past the welcome desk by the door, someone smiling there to greet us, and they would usher us over towards the sink, where we would all wash our hands on the way in. Everyone, young and old, wealthy or hard-pressed, healthy or frail, everyone. No one knew who might be carrying the virus, so we all had to wash our hands. We all needed that kind of that cleaning up. And Jesus says to us that we all need a fresh start. It includes each one of us, you and me. Every one of us needs this fresh start. So, where does it come from? That's the obvious thing to ask next. And that's what Nicodemus asks down in verse 4. He's a bit puzzled by what Jesus has said. And so he asks, how can someone be born when they're old? Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. As you can see, he's taking this quite literally. We've got a GP in the building. I'm sure he'd be quite happy to affirm that this is not medically possible or even desirable. Well, here's the message from Jesus, that only God can give this fresh start that we need. Only God can give it. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 5. "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." So human flesh, human parents can only produce human babies, more of the same. The same wonderful creativity and beauty that we see across the human race, but also the same old failures, the same desires that so often lead us astray, the same mistakes. Human flesh gives birth to human flesh. And I wonder, have you ever tried turning over a new leaf? Perhaps it's a bit dangerous to ask at this point in January, how's the New Year's resolutions going? We're just over 3 weeks in. How are they going? So often we try and turn over a new leaf at the start of January or at some other point, and perhaps we keep it up for a bit, but really, does it make a difference deep down? Does it actually change us? We never seem to quite be able to follow through on all our good intentions. Everyone needs this fresh start. And only God can give it. No amount of our own attempts can achieve it. We need him. We need specifically his Holy Spirit to give us this kind of new birth that's needed, a fresh start on the inside, a new beginning, a new life inside us. And that's why Jesus mentions in these verses here about being born of water and the Spirit. He's thinking of some ancient promises that God had made to his people many years before. He's mentioning these verses that are from Ezekiel. Now, Nicodemus would have known these well. He was a teacher in Israel. These were his scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures. And he would have known these verses very well from Ezekiel. They're a wonderful promise that God made to his people about what he would do one day in the future. And do you see the connections there? Jesus says, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born of water. God says in this promise, I will sprinkle clean water on you. It's a picture of being washed clean. All the muck washed away. A fresh start. And Jesus says, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and the Spirit. God says, I will put my Spirit in you. God's Spirit inside us, a new power to know God, to live God's way, a complete change in outlook, in even our deepest desires. This is what God promised his people. This is what only God can do. Only he can bring about these changes. No amount of our own striving can do it. Now, sometimes I'm presented with a toy by my children. It's a toy that's looking a little bit unhappy and sorry for itself because it's run out of batteries. You can perhaps push it around. You can perhaps hit it and force it a bit, but it just won't go. It won't do what it's meant to do because the batteries have run out. And so I'm sent away to my cupboard to find my batteries and my screwdriver, pull out the old ones, chuck them in the recycling, put the new ones in, and it's a fresh start. It works, it drives, it flashes, it makes really annoying noises, just like kids' toys tend to do. Well, I think the picture Jesus is painting here is a bit like that. Our batteries are flat. We can't do anything to bring about this new life from the inside. It's not just about trying harder. We need to be changed from the outside. We need God to step in, to wash us clean, to put his Spirit inside us. Now, we can't see the Holy Spirit doing this work. You don't look at a Christian and there's this sort of mystical glow around them with God's Spirit. But you can see the effects, just like you can see the trees moving in the wind. You can see someone's life beginning to change. A new kind of love for people. A new desire to know what God's like, to know his will. A new security in knowing that we are deeply and profoundly loved by the God who made us and who's got a glorious future lined up for us one day in life beyond death and eternal life. So only God can bring this fresh start. Only God can do it. So how do we get it? That's our third thing to see from the passage today. It's the question that Nicodemus is asking in verse 9 as well. How can this be? And here's the answer that Jesus gives. It comes by believing in Jesus' death. Now, Jesus is absolutely astonished that the religious leaders like Nicodemus don't know the answer. You can almost sense the outrage in his voice. You're Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? More than that, the religious people seem to be questioning Jesus' credentials. So Jesus goes on, very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we've seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. And then Jesus goes on to explain why we should listen to him. When he says, I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Jesus is talking here about himself. He is the Son of Man. It's his way of describing himself. And he is the one who has come down from God, from heaven, to show us what God is like, what we're like, and to show us how we can get this fresh start. He's the one that makes this fresh start possible. And so he says this. He says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Everyone who believes. Now, Jesus is referring back here to that story that we had read from the book of Numbers. There were some events that happened maybe 1,500 years or so before Jesus, where God's people were under the leadership of Moses in the wilderness. And the people, do you remember from the story, they'd rebelled against God. They hadn't respected God. They hadn't appreciated the things that God was providing for them. And they turned their hearts against him. And God knew that his people needed to learn a lesson from this. So he sent a punishment. He sent poisonous snakes into the camp where they were staying. And this was bad news because people started getting bitten. And it was fatal if it was untreated. But God, wonderfully also, in response to their request, made provision. Provision for their healing, for their life. He told Moses to make a bronze snake and lift it up on a post. And so that whenever someone was bitten by a snake, they could look to the post. And that would be symbolic of their trusting God's provision. They're saying, I need your help, God. I need you to heal me. I need you to give me life again. And they look at this snake and they can be healed. It's as simple as that. It's not a big thing to do. He doesn't expect them to go out and do sort of 10 laps around the camp. He just asks them to look to his provision for life. And Jesus is drawing some parallels there between what happened for Moses and what the situation is like for us. So us as people have rebelled against God. Whether we realize it or not, we have broken his laws. We've not lived up to his perfect standard. And there is a punishment due for that. It's death. It's judgment. We live in a world that we sense is very broken and wrong in so many ways. And that sense is right. This world is not as it should be. And God will one day come and put it right again. He will fix all those wrongs. And that means he will have to cause people to face the consequences of what they have done, of the way that they have hurt others, of the way that they have treated him wrongly, the way that they have pushed him out of their lives. And the punishment due for that is death, an eternal kind of death. But wonderfully, out of his great love, God doesn't leave us in this predicament. He has also made provision for us. Provision through the Lord Jesus, lifted up on a cross. That's what Jesus is referring to as he talks about himself being lifted up. Lifted up on the cross so that all who look to him, who believe in him, can have life, can find healing, can find this fresh start, eternal life that he offers. We don't need to fear death. Because Jesus has defeated death. We don't need to worry about our sin because Jesus has paid for our sin. We don't need to worry about punishment because Jesus has taken it as he died for us. He took that poison of sin and death into himself. He took the judgment and wrath instead of us. He was lifted up on that cross so that we can have life, eternal life, a fresh start. This vaccine, as we were hearing earlier, brings great hope. But it will only prolong our lives for a few years, for a few decades. But what about life beyond that? What if there is a vaccine that could bring us safely through death to eternal life? Well, that is the kind of healing, the kind of fresh start that Jesus offers, the kind of life that he brings, comes for eternal life through believing in him. So what do we need to do? We need to believe in Jesus' death. It's as simple as looking to that snake on the pole. So can I ask you, would you like that fresh start? Every one of us needs it. Only God can give it. And yet to receive it is so simple. It comes by believing in Jesus' death. So here is that wonderful second chance. It's a better second chance than the vaccine and the end of COVID and all those things that we're looking forward to. Here is a fresh start that begins now and goes on forever. It's so easy to accept looking to Jesus, but it changes everything. I've got some words I'm going to put up on the screen. They're words that will help us to express to God something of what it means to look to Jesus and to accept that fresh start. This is what they say. Dear God, I know that I'm not worthy to be accepted by you. I don't deserve your gift of eternal life. I'm guilty of rebelling against you and ignoring you. I need forgiveness. Thank you for sending your son to die for me, that I may be forgiven. Thank you that he rose from the dead to give me new life. Please forgive me and change me, that I may live with Jesus as my ruler. And then the prayer finishes with Amen, which means I agree. That's for me. So are those words that reflect what you want to say to God today? I'm going to repeat them. Perhaps you'd like to echo them in your heart quietly, wherever you are, because God will hear the words even in our hearts. Dear God, I know that I am not worthy to be accepted by you. I don't deserve your gift of eternal life. I am guilty of rebelling against you and ignoring you. I need forgiveness. Thank you for sending your son to die for me, that I may be forgiven. Thank you that he rose from the dead to give me new life. Please forgive me and change me, that I may live with Jesus as my ruler. Amen. Well, if those words expressed something new for you today, then that is great news. God heard that prayer and he has answered it. And a great thing to do would be to tell someone. Perhaps there's a Christian friend or person in your life that you could reach out to and tell them about it, or get in touch with us here at St. Matthew's. There's contact details on our website. We'd love to hear from you and to help you get started in this fresh start that Jesus brings, to help you figure out what the next steps might be. If that prayer expressed things that are already true for you, then that's wonderful as well. That's me. I find it just amazing that God should love us and be willing to give us this fresh start that we so desperately need. And he gives it for free by just us believing in Jesus and his death. Isn't it great to go to know God's love? Keep on listening to his word as we can appreciate more the riches of this fresh start that he gives. And perhaps there are some around here, some listening to us, who are still thinking, not quite sure that those words are things that you can own for yourself yet. Well, you can find them on our website. This video, of course, will be up on YouTube. And you can find them on our website as well, along with a bit more information about what it means to be a Christian. There's details below the YouTube video in the description. Keep searching, keep asking questions. In a few moments' time, Frank's going to come back and he will explain a few other ways that we could explore some of these things. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope that whatever fresh starts the end of COVID brings, that they are a real blessing and joy to you, and that you will find the true, profound, eternal joy that comes from the fresh start that only Jesus can bring.